What kind of animals is kind of black and white and has a real strong smell?
Well, now that's a skunk or a polecat.
Which one of those would you call? Which one of those words would you use when you were younger?
I'd use a polecat. Now I'd use the word skunk.
Okay. What kind of animals come and raid hen roost tonight?
Well, there are several. One that possibly more prevalent here would be the possum. Then the mink is bad after poultry.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of poultry. Fox are bad after poultry.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on location of your fowl yard, mm-hmm. fowl houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a word for animals like that, like possum, skunk, and fox?
Night predators.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them something like varmints?
Varmints? Well, we think of, we use the term varmints for practically all night animals.
Mm-hmm.
Animals that forage at night.
Good. Are they predatory or are they just...
Well, most, we think of them, all of them come out at night as being varmints. And the predators, as I mentioned, depends on the location of your fowls that they prey on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you're near a swamp, you'll have certain types. If you're in the hill country, you'll have fox.
Mm-hmm.
Your branch hits, probably possums.
Yeah.
Near a pretty good sized body of water, or branch, or a creek, you'll have mink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any of those kind of bushy tailed animals?
Squirrels?
Mm-hmm.
They're right out here in the front yard, right at the big tree across the street.
What kind are they?
Well, these are what we call cat squirrels, or gray squirrels.
Oh.
We have two. The name is used interchangeably, the gray squirrel, the cat squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a squirrel called a mountain boomer?
A mountain boomer?
Mm-hmm.
No. The fox, we have two kinds of squirrels here, the fox squirrel and the cat squirrel, or gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do those two squirrels that you mentioned compare in size?
A grown fox squirrel by weight would be approximately four times the size of a gray squirrel.
I have to come up here and do some squirrel hunts on
that. Oh, they are tremendous things.
Are those the kind that have kind of a black head on
them? There's one that, now you mentioned the thing that's very interesting about the two squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
You will find a gray fox squirrel, and you will find a black fox squirrel, or you will find a combination, and I have seen an albino fox squirrel. But the cat squirrel is consistently the same color.
Mm-hmm.
But the colors vary on fox squirrels,
yeah.
From squirrel to squirrel.
Yeah, when I was in Alex City, I had to go see a man at the lake. Oh, some kind of squirrel, man. That thing was gigantic.
Yeah.
It was just really the biggest squirrel,
you know,
I've ever seen.
Yeah, fox squirrel.
And it had, part of its head was kind of white,
yeah.
Or black.
Black.
And then white. Or
yes, that's right.
I thought I was, you know, had many glasses or something.
I mean, you'll find them that's